Welcome back, Dan Hastie in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Lines down to the Green Bay Packers, 6-3. Just about to begin the second half. Back to Lambeau Field. If you told the Lions they'd be within a field goal despite not having 81 on the field at halftime, I feel like they'd take that. Lions hanging around. Tony Ortiz, Jim Brandstatter, and Dan Miller.
Yeah, hanging around. I think if you told most people the Lions would be within a field goal at the start of the second half, they'd say it was probably 20-17 or 27-24. But this has been a battle between two defenses and two offenses that, you know, haven't been able to find the end zone yet. So it's 6-3, Brandy, as we head for the third.
Yeah, they're just kind of making enough plays to, you know, keep themselves in it. The Lions actually were pretty friendly to the Packers in the first half with some penalties that kept drives alive for Green Bay that, you know, help them get those 6 points. But the one thing the Lions have done is in the red zone, and when the Packers have been close, they've stiffened and held the Packers from getting touchdowns. And the Lions late put together a great drive, and Akers with a big 53-yarder. You know, kind of got the momentum back for the Lions going into the second half.
Packers at 137 total yards, Detroit 114. Seven Lions caught passes in that first half as they try to make up for the absence of Calvin Johnson. Pretty even through the air, 89 Detroit, 83 Green Bay, 55 on the ground for Green Bay, 25 for Detroit. Neither team with a turnover. The Lions, five penalties, 35 yards, and a couple of those were very costly. As Brandy said, kept a couple of those Green Bay drives alive. Franklin back deep for the Packers, second half underway. Kickoff by Martin through the back of the end zone for a touchback, and the Packers will have it first and 10 at their own 20 as they start the third quarter leading by a score of 6-3. Aaron Rodgers comes out in that first half. Rodgers, 11 out of 17, 88 yards, was sacked once. Quarterback rating 77.6. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and grab a grilled onion cheddar burger for just a dollar or 20-piece McNugget for $4.99. Eddie Lacy remains the running back for Green Bay. Rodgers breaks the huddle. Ducks in behind his center, Evan Dietrich Smith. Lone back Lacy. First and 10, Packers start the third. Rodgers has it, gives to Lacy. Lacy is hit as he goes through the hole, breaks the arm tackle, gets out to the 30-yard line. He'll get nine, it'll be second and one. The way he runs, just an arm stuck out there is not going to bring him down.
No, he's a big kid. They drafted him out of Alabama in the second round to make him their everyday running back. And they deal with Rodgers in their passing game. They don't need that great speed back. And he is the hammer for this Packer offense.
Second and one. Rodgers has it. Fakes to give to Lacy. Quick throw. Caught. Finley with it. He's hit immediately by Lewis Delmas. As Finley gets out to the 36, gain of 7 of the first down.
And there you see the threat of the run. On the run fake out of the shotgun, getting JerMichael Finley open. And Aaron Rodgers delivering.
Eddie Lacy so far, 14 carries, 62 yards. First down, Packers at their own 36. Rodgers delays, gives to Lacy. Sue rides him down at the 39. Gain of 3 on the play, second and 7.
Second and 7 for the 39.
6-3, Packers on top early here in the third. Rodgers out of the gun on second down and 7. Packers from their own 39. Rodgers with a hard count. Play is dead. The Lions jump, or were they drawn off?
I think you're going to get a false start. Usually they won't stop the play if the defensive
false
team
start.
Jumps.
Offense, number 67. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
Right tackle Don Barclay called for the false start. That'll back the Packers up. Looking at a second and 12 now from their own 34.
The one thing that Mike McCarthy doesn't like to do is give his quarterback Aaron Rodgers help up front. I mean, they don't do a lot of chipping of defensive ends. Their tackles are pretty much on their own. And Rodgers really, by his own design, his foot speed has to kind of bail out of some plays when he gets past
rush. Rodgers has a quick throw right side. Finley's got it. Hit as he gets to the 39. Got back to yardage. They lost off the penalty. Glover Quinn with the tackle. That's going to bring up now third down and 7.
And I think that's why you're seeing Rodgers go to this quick passing game.
They'll give him the 40 on the spot, so call it third and 6.
Yeah, early here in this third quarter, Rodgers looks like he wants to get the ball out of his hands pretty quick, and they want to go to a quick passing attack.
Lions trying to get off the field on third and six, showing blitz. Here they come. Rodgers rolling right, throws incomplete. Pressure coming that time. Ziggy Ansah was right in his face, and he had to get rid of it, so the Lions will get the football back. Good stand by the defense to open the third quarter.
A great roll of the dice by Gunther Cunningham. I mean, he said, I'm bringing everybody on this third down play. And Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have no one to throw to because you're going to have a lot of people in your face fast. And that's exactly what happened. He had to get himself out of the pocket and throw it away.
Fourth and six, Mastay on to punt. Spurlock back deep. Mastay's got it. Drives it with that right leg. Spurlock backs up. He's going to let it hit inside the five, and it takes a Lions bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So the Lions will have it at their own 20. First possession of the second half. They trail 6-3 here at Lambeau Field. 12:35 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford Tough.
You don't watch football to help you sleep at night. You watch to get closer to the action. And playing fantasy football on NFL.com gets you close enough to get grass stains every day of the week. Free mobile apps bring the action to wherever you are, and customized matchup previews give you enough info to call an audible on game day. Make every day feel like Sunday. Sign up for free at NFL.com/fantasy.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab their new Mighty Wings. Try a three-piece snack, five-piece meal, or share a 10-piece. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game is brought to you by Ford Motor Company, the official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. 6-3 Packers up. Lions playing without Calvin Johnson today. Matthew Stafford, 9 out of 17, 99 yards. He's been sacked twice. And here he comes for his first possession of the third quarter. Stafford out of the gun, first and 10 from his own 20. Matthew's got it. Inside handoff fake. Throws to Ogletree. Got him. Across the 25 and out to the 28-yard line, close to the 29, brought down by Devon House. So Kevin Ogletree signed this week and pressed into duty immediately. He's made a couple of nice catches.
Well, and the Packers are playing the Lions, at least on first down. They've got all press coverage across the board on the wide receivers and then two safeties deep. But they're getting physical at the line of scrimmage with the Lion receivers.
Ogletree got 9, second and 1. Stafford out of the gun, Bush to his left. Handoff goes to Reggie. Follows his blockers, gets the first down, but that's about it. Clay Matthews stacks him up as he gets to the 30, and that'll move the down marker. Lions will get a fresh set of downs. It has been tough going for Reggie Bush today. He's not been able to really get loose. When you look at the scoreboard, 6-3 Green Bay, nobody's been able to get loose.
Nope. The big thing is, though, is Reggie Bush, in the first games when he's played, he's been able to get to the second level and make moves in the secondary. He's not been able to get past the linebackers today.
Four-man front for the Packers on first and 10 for the Lions from their own 30. Matthew out of the gun. They're empty behind him. Matthew looks and throws. Got a complete. Scheffler out at the 33-yard line. Able to dive forward to the 35 as he's being tackled by Morgan Burnett. Got 5. It'll be 2nd and 5.
That time the Packers sent a blitz off of the edge. Good job by the Lions to pick it up. And Stafford goes to his hot read. Give Scheffler credit too. He's the hot receiver. He knows it. He gets out and quickly turns around and makes himself available for Stafford against the blitz.
Royals and Durham go to the right side. Stafford's got Joyke Bell to his left. Reggie Bush behind him in the pistol formation. Second and five. Inside handoff goes to Joyke. Tries the right side. Gets to the 37. Got two. It'll be third and three. Stacked up there by Mike Neal. Third and three coming up for the Lions and Matthew Stafford.
Is that the loudest and most clear PA system in America?
It's right up there.
I'm telling you, this Lambeau Field, the audio-visual department has done a nice job.
Four out of eight on third down today for the Lions. Looking at a third and three. Down 6-3, trying to keep a drive alive. They scrimmage from their own 37. Matthew Stafford looking at a four-man Packer front. They bring a blitzer as well. Stafford loads and throws right side. Caught first down. Right sideline. Forced out at the 47 is Reggie Bush.
Well, that's a nice catch by Bush. I mean, this is why he is so valuable. He is running a wide receiver route. He's a running back. Ball's thrown high. He pulls it in for 10 yards in the first down. Dan, that's why Reggie Bush is special.
Lions have it at their own 47 now. First down from there. Down 6-3, but moving.
Line Bush up in the backfield. Line him up as a slot. Line him up as a wing. He's capable from all spots.
Packers got six men in the box. Lions will run it. Bush trying to bounce outside, looking for somewhere to go, nowhere to go. He's wrapped up and taken down by Clay Matthews.
They're just not getting the movement on the line of scrimmage, are they?
Nope. Got back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. That time he went right, looked for the cutback lane left, and at that point he was engulfed by Clay Matthews.
The other guy is A.J. Hawk, who is one of the real good Green Bay Packer linebackers. He fills the run better than most guys in the league. And that time he got in the way, came up the other side, helped fill the hole, and really forced Bush into Clay Matthews.
Second and 10 for the Lions from their own 47. Down three in the third. Packers showing blitz. Flag down. Hang on a second.
Delay of game.
Delay of game. Offense number 9. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
So that'll cost the Lions 5. Move it back to the 42 and put them in a second and 15.
Well, on a second and 9, Green Bay was bringing everybody. They were going to blitz right up the middle. Between the guard and center, they had two guys coming right up the middle. Now Matthew Stafford has to read this, whether they're going to do it again or whether they're going to drop 7 or 8 and cover.
Got a four-man front and A.J. Hawk right behind him. Second and 15. Stafford's got it. Drops back to his 33. Going to get hit. Going to go down. Sack back at the 34-yard line, taken down by Nick Perry. Product of Martin Luther King Detroit High School. Loss of 7, and the Lions in big trouble now, looking at a third and 22.
Well, Perry works against Riley Reiff. Really, Riley Reiff got away with a hold there. He grabbed his arm, and Perry was pulled down, and Perry actually hit Stafford low and backed into the back of his legs, and Stafford went down. Riley could have gotten a hold on this one.
See what they dial up here on third and 22. You load up and go downfield or try for something underneath to Reggie and see what he can do. Stafford's got the football, looking left flat. Now comes back. They throw it, and they got it to Joyke Bell, and he's taken down with a flag down. Bell taken down by A.J. Hawk with a flag down. It looks like that's going to be against the Lions based on their reaction.
They're saying that there's an illegal man downfield, and that was Dominic Raiola.
Illegal player downfield, offense number 70. That penalty declined. Fourth down.
Penalty called on Jason Fox.
The deal on that play, that's a little screen. The deal on that play is if the ball is thrown behind the line of scrimmage, that guy can be downfield. That offensive lineman can be downfield. Apparently, the official felt that the ball was thrown past the line of scrimmage. Therefore, you get the penalty.
Sam Martin on to punt, fourth of the day. His first three have gone for an average of 53.7 with a long of 58. Got to be careful. Randall Cobb back deep for Green Bay. Martin, good punt. Boy, angles it to Cobb's left. He fields it at the 4, gets across the 10, and gets drilled at the 12-yard line. Nice work on special teams. Tahir Whitehead and John Wendling with the stop. 57-yard punt, 8-yard return. Packers lead it 6-3, and they've got the football back. 7:24 to go in the third. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Okay, look. Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done anymore. You gotta own it. And this is your down payment. Ford Super Duty. It leads in every industry. Number one in construction, ranching, farming, forestry, metal mining, landscaping, heavy hauling, oil and gas, you name it, they own it. So it shouldn't come as a big shock that no matter what the job, no matter what the industry, these are the trucks the guys who do the hardest work depend on. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined. New registrations January 2011 through June 2012 within construction, agricultural production, livestock, mining, quarrying, landscape counseling, planning, and forestry lumber products locations.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Family-owned and operated for 45 years.
Today's game is brought to you by U.S. Park, the official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. First and 10 Packers from their own 11-yard line. Aaron Rodgers on that first drive today was 7 out of 8 for 45 yards. Since then, 6 out of 12 for 56. Two tight end set. Randall Cobb lines up as a running back to the left of Rodgers, who's in the gun. Rodgers gives it to him. He's got a hole left side. Look out, left sideline. He could go. 40, 45, 50. Lions territory. 30 cuts it back. Hit from behind and taken down as he gets to the 20.
Well, there's the speed back. I mean, Eddie Lacy is their running back. But they will line up Cobb, a wide receiver, at running back, and this time speed gets him outside. One tackle missed, and he's off to the races.
It's all the way down to the Lion 22-yard line. 78 yards on the carry. 6-3 Packers, and they're looking for more now. Cobb again lined up as a running back, this time to the right of Rodgers. Brings Finley in motion to the left side. Rodgers has it, tosses it. Cobb gets inside the 20 and is spun down at the 17-yard line by Rasheem Mathis. Red Zone Defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Well, the change of pace for the Packers with Cobb at running back is pure speed. I mean, that's all it is. Lacy has got the power. He's the hammer. But the guy that can light it up and make a big play and hit the home run, that's going to be Randall Cobb.
They'll go empty here on second and 5 from the Lions 17. Rodgers out of the gun, has a quick throw right side. Finley with it, stretching for the first down and coming up just shy at the 13. Glover Quinn drops him after a gain of 4. It'll be third and 1.
And you know, Glover Quinn made the play from his safety position on the long run by Cobb, stopping him from going the distance. And the Lion pursuit got back in it. So if the Lions hold him to 3, think back to that play here with Glover Quinn stopping Cobb on the long run.
Lacy started to come in. Rodgers waved him off. Rodgers has the team at the line with 10 seconds left on the play clock. Third and 1, he'll go from the gun. He sends Cobb out to the right side. They go empty. Play clock down to 2, down to 1, and Rodgers will take a timeout. Never looked real comfortable in terms of the alignment that he wanted out there, and a little bit of indecision on the personnel as well. So with third and 1 coming up, we'll step aside. Packers have it. They lead it 6-3. They're knocking on the door again. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moment.
Full speed in! Amazing! With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XM Triple Play for NFL Red Zone. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1-5-14. Restrictions apply. Limited to the starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. Visit Comcast.com for details.
You don't watch football to help you sleep at night. You watch to get closer to the action. And playing fantasy football on NFL.com gets you close enough to get grass stains every day of the week. Free mobile apps bring the action to wherever you are, and customized matchup previews give you enough info to call an audible on game day. Make every day feel like Sunday. Sign up for free at NFL.com/fantasy.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Third and one coming up for Green Bay. At the Lions 13, they lead it 6-3. They come out of a timeout. With Cobb as the back, the lone back, as Rodgers ducks in behind his center. To watch Rodgers going right up the middle behind his center here. On third and one, Rodgers turns, fakes the give to Cobb, rolls to his right, being chased by Willie Young, throws end zone, incomplete. It'll be fourth down. Hey. And decision time for Mike McCarthy. He'll send the field goal unit out.
Willie Young. How often have we seen Rodgers go on that naked bootleg and he's gotten outside and had all kinds of time and could run? Willie Young, defensive end, does not let contain be broken by the quarterback. He reads the naked boot. He gets up in Rodgers' face and forces a poor throw.
That is a huge stop on third and one.
And go back to the play where Cobb broke it. Go over Quinn. Staying with it.
Steven Tulloch getting downfield as well on that play. Two guys saving a touchdown. Crosby's been good from 26 and 52. This will be from 31. Mass day to hold. He's got it. Kick is on the way and good, and the Packers extend their lead, but it is just six. It's Green Bay 9 and Detroit 3 with 5:04 to go in the third quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Okay, look. Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done anymore. You gotta own it. And this is your down payment. Ford Super Duty. It leads in every industry. Number one in construction, ranching, farming, forestry, metal mining, landscaping, heavy hauling, oil and gas, you name it, they own it. So it shouldn't come as a big shock that no matter what the job, no matter what the industry, these are the trucks the guys who do the hardest work depend on. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, DVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and Class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined. New registrations January 2011 through June 2012 within construction, agricultural production, livestock, mining, ore-ing, landscape counseling, planning, and forestry lumber products locations.
Tomorrow, it's a Division Series matchup you'll see only on MLB Network. With Cespedes and the AL West champion A's take on Cabrera and the AL Central champion Tigers. Join Baz Gershon and Cott for AL Division Series Game 3 tomorrow, 1 Eastern, on MLB Network. WOW doesn't carry MLB Network. Visit FindMLBNetwork.com to find a provider in your area who does.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 67 years.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Lions set to get it back. Mass Day to kick it off. Spurlock back deep for Detroit. 9-3. Green Bay on top. Touchdown would put the Lions in front for the first time today. Defense has done its job of keeping Green Bay out of the end zone. Here's the run-up and the kick by Maste. It's a good one. Drives Spurlock back out of the back of the end zone. Touchback. Lions live at first and 10 at their own 20. Let's go down to the field. Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Hey, Dan and Jim, you're going to get a change on the Lions offensive line. Corey Hilliard now in at right tackle in place of Jason Fox. Fox, during the Lions' last offensive series, injured his left knee. They put a brace on it. Training staff been working on it. Not good enough, however, for him to continue. Corey Hilliard, right tackle now.
All right, Fox, of course, injured in the first game. Hilliard took over for him then. Fox was back in the starting lineup today.
Fox has really had a rough time with the injuries, hasn't he? He has not been able to really stay healthy.
First and 10 Lions from their own 20, down 6 here in the third quarter. Stafford turns, gives to Reggie Bush, drives the right side. Got one, maybe rode the pile out for two to the 22-yard line. It'll depend upon the spot, but the running game really has not been there for the Lions at all today. Looks like they'll give them the 23, so give them 3 yards on first down. Second and 7 on the way. Chris Durham goes left. Joseph Fourier goes to the right. Patrick Edwards goes to the left side as well. Reggie Bush splits out wide to the right. Stafford goes empty out of the gun on second and 7. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Brandon Pettigrew. May have been tipped by Clay Matthews before it got there. And it'll be 3rd and 7.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, there was an unblocked man coming off the edge. Matthew knew he needed a hot read. Get it out quick. Packers are going to that, especially on long yardage. If you've got an extra man, you know your quarterback's going to have to throw it short. And if you can just cover for that little length of time, you got a shot. Here's a big third down for the Lions.
3rd and 7. Lions at their own 23. Joint fell into the game. Stafford will work from the gun. Stafford's got it. Pocket holds. Looks, throws middle, incomplete behind his intended receiver, Durham, at the 37, and the Lions are going to have to punt it away.
Now, there's a play where I think Matthew didn't trust his protection in Joik Bell, because he knew Bell had to pick up a blitzer. He did, but he kind of threw off of his back foot, didn't step into that ball, and threw it behind Durham, and Durham had a little window in there.
Micah Hyde back to take the punt for Green Bay. Martin's got it. Line drive punt. Hyde to his left. Fields it at the 31. Gets to the 33 and is dropped immediately. Nice work on special teams for the Lions by Don Carey. Now we got a little dust up after the play. Players are separated.
Devon House absolutely tackled one of the Lions gunners coming down under the punt. And I thought they weren't going to call it, but they did call it. So they're going to get a hold on this punt return.
46-yard punt, 2-yard return.
During the return, holding, return team, number 31. 10-yard penalty. Green Bay keeps the ball. First time.
Called on Devon House. You nailed it, Brandy. So that'll back the Packers up. But they've got the football in a 6-point lead with 4:06 to go third quarter. 9-3, Packers on top. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Have you ever wondered why a Coke from McDonald's just seems to taste so good? Maybe it's because it's just a dollar. Or maybe it's because it takes you back to... and makes you think of... Mm-mm. And when you pair it with your favorite McDonald's meal, you just feel like saying... Coke and McDonald's go perfectly with any moment. And any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is a dollar at McDonald's. So there's even more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Who cares about motorcyclists? We do. And we have for almost half a century.
I'm attorney Sam Bernstein at the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Two wheels don't stand a chance against four wheels except in a court of law. That's why thousands of bikers have called 1-800-CALL-SAM when they're in an accident. Because bikers know they need an advantage when they're hurt. The Bernstein advantage. So if you're in a motorcycle accident, call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
All right, fans, do you want to live out your dream of playing a game on the turf at Ford Field? Go to BellTire.com and register for you and a friend to play in a BellTire Dream Game at Ford Field. Listen each week during the Lions game to see if you win. Brought to you by BellTire and 97.1 The Ticket. After the penalty, the Packers are backed up to their own 22-yard line. They come out with Rodgers in the gun. Empty backfield behind him. First and 10, Rodgers has it, wants to throw. Rolling to his right, being chased, flag down. Rodgers throws deep downfield for James Jones. Incomplete over his hand, ends an incomplete at the 30-yard line.
Hold it. Offense, number 69. 10-yard penalty. Replay, first down.
David Bakhtiari, left tackle, called for the hold on Devin Taylor. That'll back them up to their own 12-yard line and set up a first down and 20.
Tell you what, Bakhtiari's been struggling all year. Fourth-round draft pick, rookie out of Colorado. I tell you what, with a guy like Aaron Rodgers back there, I'd give that left tackle, that rookie, a little help. And Mike McCarthy doesn't like to do that. He feels that his guys should be one-on-one able to handle that, but he won't chip. He won't give him any help with the back out there.
First and 20. Rodgers has it. Quick throw right side. Got it to Cobb. Cobb hits. Spins out of the tackle at the 15 and gets out to the 17-yard line. Steven Tulloch with the initial contact. And there is a flag down again. It's a 5-yard gain.
You're getting another hold here on Green Bay, I think.
Machine Mathis says it's against
the
Packers.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a pink towel.
Ah, we thought that might happen.
Yeah.
The flags the officials are throwing are pink. Players are using pink towels, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The NFL very much involved in that. So we got fooled. Second and 15, Eddie Lacy back in there. Rodgers looking at a four-man line in front out of the gun.
What screens and draws on this down?
Rodgers has got it, fakes the handoff to Lacy. Steps into a deep throw left sideline. Got a man wide open. Lions territory. James Jones. Diagonally at the 20-10. 5. End zone touchdown. Beat Chris Houston.
That's just man on man out there. And Chris Houston didn't get a good jam on Jones off the ball. And I don't know whether it was his physical problem or not, but Jones ran away from him. And when you give Aaron Rodgers a receiver 5 yards behind the corner, you are asking for trouble.
83 yards for the touchdown. You just can't keep expecting to keep Rodgers out of the end zone. You got to score at some point. The Lions haven't been able to do that today.
Chris Houston missed the jam at the line of scrimmage. And when you don't miss, when you don't jam the guy and he gets by you on an easy run, and he just ran a fly route. There was nothing fancy. No double move, no nothing. He just took his speed, and once Chris missed the jam at the line of scrimmage, basically that was all she wrote.
Extra point coming up for Crosby. It is up and it's good. Lions got close that time, but it's good. 16-3, Packers lead it. The Lions offense really struggling today without Calvin Johnson. But they will need to figure out something with 3:12 to go in the third quarter if they want to get back in this game. Right now we'll go back to Dan Hastie in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update.
Guys, Saints on top of the Bears, 23-10, two touchdowns for Pierre Thomas. Eagles lead the Giants, 19-14. Reuben Randall with a 26-yard touchdown catch from Eli Manning. Elsewhere, some of the other games, Kansas City on top of Tennessee, 13-7. Chris Johnson ends up taking a short pass from Matt Hasselbeck into the end zone. Also, Cincinnati 6, New England 3. That game, a slow-scoring affair out there in Cincy. Some of the other games, Seattle, they're on top of the Colts, 22-17. Seahawks get a field goal from Steven Hauschka. Also, Baltimore and Miami, defensive battle there in South Beach, 13-13. That game in the third quarter. And the Rams They're on top of the Jaguars 24-10. They lose their first round pick, the Jaguars. Luke Jokel, who goes down with an injury. Just the problems continue to build for Jacksonville. Guys.
Well, Jacksonville, they are up against it this year. Lions up against it here, down 16-3 to the Packers with 3:12 to go third quarter. Set to get the football back. Michael Spurlock, 8 yards deep in the end zone to our right. Comes the run up and the kick by Mastead. Came off the side of his foot, but he catches a break. It bounces out, but it just crossed into the end zone before it did. That could have just as easily bounced out inside the five, given the Lions good field position, but it takes a Packer bounce. The Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. All right. Offensive coordinator, what do? You've got nothing going right now.
Well, you know, again, the Packers are playing the run and they're taking Reggie Bush in the run game away. They feel that without Calvin Johnson, the Lions don't have enough in the pass game to beat them. So you've got to find something, either in the run game or the pass game, whatever it is. Somebody's got to step up, as you said. You got to start moving the ball down the field and use it in chunks.
Stafford takes the snap, gives to Bell. Bell gives it to Reggie Bush on the end around, and Bush has room to run, slides down at the 39-yard line and gets out to the 40 on the spot, so the Lions pick up 20 on first down. So the reverse goes to Bush. The initial handoff was to Bell.
Well, there's a play. That'll start it. Somehow get Reggie Bush going. Somehow get a chunk play. That's what you got to do. And give Scott Linehan credit. On first down, he runs a little reverse at Green Bay and gets that whole idea. If you're going to run and stop the run at the line of scrimmage, we're going to give you something else to think about. And he gave him the reverse.
First and 10 Lions now from their own 40, down 13. Stafford takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Bush, looking right, throwing right. Got it complete. It is caught, going high in the air to make the catch to the 48-yard line is Chris Durham for a gain of 8.
That's a darn good catch by Durham, because Stafford had to put that ball high. There was an underneath man in the passing lane, and he didn't want to throw it out there with that guy having a chance to get a hand on it. So he put it high and away to Durham, and Durham climbed the ladder to make the play.
Second and 2 for the Lions from their own 48, down 16-3 here in the third. Stafford will work from the gun. Got Bell to his right, Bush to his left. Matthew takes. Inside handoff goes to Reggie Bush, trying to bounce it outside. Does. Gets the right edge in Packer territory at the 45 and down to the 40-yard line. 12 yards on the play. Mike Neal with the stop. It'll be first and 10 Lions at the Green Bay 40.
This is just speed. Bush gets up to the line of scrimmage, and he sees Big Raji in his way. And he just bounces it wide right and gets outside.
Number 49, Robert Francois, slow to get up for Green Bay, being looked at by the Packer medical staff.
Fourth-year man out of Boston College backs up A.J. Hawk.
Lions offense showing some signs of life here. They need to get going. No Calvin Johnson today, and they've struggled. Down 16-3, but plenty of time left. 1:33 to go here in the third quarter.
The thing is, Reggie Bush is your key guy, obviously, with Calvin gone. So they've got him the ball now on a reverse. They've got him outside on a little sweep action. But you also have to have somebody step up in the pass game. I mean, Reggie Bush could be that guy in screens, and sometimes he'll be able to get you on those drag routes across the middle. But I'd like to see them try to go deep, either give it to, you know, Edwards or Broyles, and see if you can bust something deep and at least stretch the Packers vertically to some degree, because right now they don't fear the Lions in any deep threat whatsoever.
Bush has 3 catches for 20 yards, 11 carries for 46. Francois off under his own power, albeit gingerly. Lions have it first and 10 at the Packer 40. George Bell alone back behind Stafford, who's up under center. Matthew takes, wants to throw, looks right, pumps, now reloads, throws deep right side. It is going to be picked off. Nope, we're going to say he's out of bounds. Well, Kevin Ogletree, and there is a flag down. Sam Shields caught the football.
That's
got to be coverage on Kevin Ogletree.
Man, that's got to be illegal contact
or
interference.
Within the pocket.
illegal contact. Defense, number 37. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So the Lions will pick up 5 at a first down on the illegal contact against Sam Shields. And that time it was the pump fake, and I think Shields thought, if I don't stop him right here, he's going to run by me for
right.
a touchdown.
And Stafford was arguing with Boger when they were marking the ball that he said it should have been interference, because if it's interference, they get the ball at the 15. Meanwhile, they're at the 35 with just the 5-yard illegal contact.
First and 10, Stafford under center, lone back is Bush. Stafford turns, gives it to Reggie. Hit at the line of scrimmage and stopped, maybe got one. First man in was Johnny Jolly. Under a minute to go in the third. It'll be second and 9 for the Lions. Bush got one on first down.
The last play that they got, the holding call or illegal contact call, first time the Lions really, other than right before the half, they tried to go deep over the top of the defense down the sideline.
Scheffler and Edwards left, Durham right. Stafford goes pistol with Bush the deep back. Fake to give to Reggie. Stafford with time in the pocket. Looking deep. Watch Edwards. End zone. Incomplete. Tipped by Morgan Burnett before it got to Edwards. A nice play by the safety who means so much to this Packer defense playing for the first time this year today.
Great protection for Stafford. Again, I think Scott Linehan's kind of letting it hang out now. Trying to get the ball deep. Stretch the Packers vertically. Here's where you see the difference without Calvin Johnson. If that's Calvin back there at 6'5", he probably is able to jump up and get that ball.
Lions 5 out of 11 on third down today, looking at a third and 10 from the Packer 35. Stafford goes empty. He's got the football. Blitz comes. Stafford in trouble. Going to go down. Sacked by Clay Matthews back at the 46. I don't think Stafford was ready for the snap when it came.
He wasn't.
And the Lions paid for it with the sack.
But beyond that, there was nobody blocking Clay Matthews.
That's a problem.
I mean, the last guy in the world that you want to let come free and not block is Clay Matthews. He comes right off the edge, totally untouched. You've got to block that guy. Man.
Untouched, right to Stafford. Nothing he can do on that one. That'll be the end of the third quarter. Lions are going to have to punt, but that'll wait until the fourth. They got their work cut out for them. They're down 13. It is the Packers 16 and the Lions 3. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between getting the kids ready for school in the morning, getting to work on time, grocery shopping, doing the laundry, and all the usual family craziness that goes on, I don't have time to figure out which health insurance plan to choose.
If you need help deciding on a health plan, you can be confident that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the answers you need and is ready to help.
I just want to have somebody lay it all out for me, tell me my options, show me what I have to do and how much it's going to cost. But it needs to be someone who knows their stuff, someone I trust.
More people choose Blue Cross because they offer access to the most doctors in Michigan, the best doctors, and you can take your family to practically every hospital. Plus, their wide choice of plans means you'll be able to find a plan that changes when your life changes.
And Blue Cross has an easy-to-use website that helped me choose the right plan for my family on my own time.
For help choosing a plan that's right for you, visit bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.